Ariel Sharon's doctors say he showed movement on his left side for the first time since he suffered a massive stroke and cerebral hemorrhage last week. They also say when one of his sons spoke to him, there was a noticeable rise in Mr. Sharon's blood pressure. Dr. Shlomo Mor Yosef, the director of Jerusalem's Hadassah Hospital, says Mr. Sharon continues to show a slight improvement.
Prime Minister Sharon moves his right hand and leg in a bigger amount than yesterday. Prime Minister Sharon started to move his left arm as well. The plan for the next 24 hours is to continue in the reduction in the amount of the anesthetic drugs and evaluation of his neurological condition.
Dr. Mor Yosef says Mr. Sharon is breathing spontaneously and his blood pressure, urine output, and fever levels are within normal limits. He says while medical tests indicate a slight improvement in Mr. Sharon's neurological functions, he remains in critical but stable condition. The movement on the Prime Minister's left side is regarded as significant because Mr. Sharon's stroke is believed to have severely damaged the right side of his brain, which controls the left side of his body. Doctors are testing a variety of sensory options on Mr. Sharon, including playing Mozart symphonies and placing some of his favorite foods in his room in an attempt to elicit some sort of a response. They say while they will continue to reduce the amount of anesthesia Mr. Sharon is receiving, it will likely be days before they have any idea of how badly damaged Mr. Sharon's brain is from the stroke he suffered. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.